Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, KFNZ, FM and AM, HD1 and HD2, Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you on a Friday. Mizzou Vanderbilt on Saturday, baby. Who's Tennessee got this week? They got an idol?
Yeah, after last week, we probably have an easier. Let me look.
Probably got Vanderbilt this week, don't you? The easy team in Tennessee.
Yeah. No, that's Mizzou, man.
I know. I'm being facetious with him because I told you that Nashville would be ruled by Vanderbilt by the time the season ended, geez. And I've nailed that one like it's nobody's business. We also have the Sunflower
Kentucky
Showdown this week.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Yeah, Sunflower Showdown, baby.
Job on the line in K-State for this one?
Yes.
You guys think so?
I mean,
be honest with me. K-State fans, I want to know.
Be honest.
Yeah, I like that. That's really good. I do. That's fantastic. I want to know from K-State fans, is Klieman's job on the line this weekend? If he loses to KU, is it going to be, you know, the pitchforks and torches out there in Manhattan, Kansas, trying to get this guy fired if they do lose to Kansas? Because, I mean, I know I'm a little biased in this, but it's not like I'm an expert on K-State or KU. I watch them passively. I think KU's going to roll K-State in this game. Like, it just doesn't feel like the vibe out of Manhattan ever got on track after that Dublin game, guys. I don't know how you feel about that and what you're thinking about the Sunflower Showdown, and I'm sure Mitch will weigh in when he joins us in about 15 minutes, you know, about it as well. But it just doesn't I think they went to Ireland and they lost that game and they just have never truly recovered. And so I think it's a big game. Like, if K-State loses, you're going to hear it very loud from the folks over in Manhattan that it is time to move on. And I don't know if you would hear those cries if Colin Klein wasn't a name that's being bantied about to be a head coach in college football at this point in time. So it's interesting, man. If they don't win, I think the cries are going to be loud for Klieman out there to get fired.
KU's lost 17 in a row.
Something like that, yeah.
So this is one of those, like, this is the final stab that's like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, like, we got to keep that team. But, I mean, we'll see. In that KU game this weekend. So all eyes on the Sunflower Showdown, and then it's Mizzou and Vanderbilt at 2:30.
Great game
days there. Pavlia's mother is going to be probably one of the stars of the show. Obviously, if you've missed that whole off-the-field thing, like Theo Vaughn wanted to take her on a date, and then Pavlia was like, hey, if you get her, then you need to set me up with Tate McRae.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, he sent Tate McRae a DM, like, hey, he's a good guy, but if you don't want to go on a date with him, I'm available too.
Not a fair trade.
Speaking of a fair trade, Kansas City Chiefs, I think they're going to add somebody, but whether that somebody moves the needle or whether that somebody is in a position that you might think is there, I don't know. I think the move you make is defensive line.
That's the only move that they're going to make, in my opinion, right now. We told you, what, about a week ago that the running backs, or maybe it was even 2 weeks ago, that the running back position is kind of a dead stick right now for the Chiefs when it comes to adding via a trade. They don't want to waste draft capital on a rental running back, and I don't blame them for that. Their running backs are playing good right now. Breshard Smith every week is getting better and better and better, and Andy's talking about using his talents now that he has had at the wide receiver position in Miami before he transferred to SMU and all this kind of stuff. And so they're not in the market for a running back. I will be as shocked as anyone if they get her. I would be shocked more if they get a running back than if the Royal State of Missouri at this point in time. Like that's how shocked I would be if they went out and got a running back. Because, as Dusty said, defensive line is the area that you need to improve on. Now, the interesting stuff is that usually at this point of the season, you're like, oh, we'll just flip a pick and get somebody. There's actually talk of trading players out there right now. And the Chiefs have a surplus at that defensive back spot. You may see some guys like a Joshua Williams or the kid they signed from San Francisco that they gave $20 million to that hasn't been a healthy scratch. Not Elijah Mitchell. Who's the defensive back?
Charvarius Ward? Sure. No. Oh, you're talking Christian Fulton.
Christian Fulton, yeah.
From the Chargers.
Charvarius Ward.
Well, you said 49ers defensive back. Sorry, yeah.
No, the guy that they gave $20 million to this offseason.
Yeah.
He's been a healthy scratch basically all year.
Other teams could use him.
Absolutely, yes. They could. The problem, obviously, is the money and whatnot. But no, I he's a healthy scratch at this point. The defensive backs on this team are fine, you know? And if you have to move a defensive back that you have a surplus of to get a defensive tackle that you don't have a surplus of, then I'm all for it. You got to go out there and you got to do that. The other interesting thing is that Justin Watson's a free agent at the end of this season.
Watson, yes!
I don't like that. He may be a guy that I want to bring back. And I know we don't bring guys back from, you know, the defensive back position all that much.
Jalen, right? Or Justin Watson?
No, Jalen Watson. What did I say? Justin was wide receiver. Gene Watson, Justin Watson, Jalen Watson, Nixon six.
Yeah.
Watson, yes!
So he's a free agent.
I like signing him back, especially if you're not going to sign McDuffie. You need to sign one of these defensive backs.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe they sign both of them. Yeah. But obviously, McDuffie is still your guy.
For sure.
You know, but it was just interesting for me to see that, oh, Jalen Watson's going to be a free agent after this season as well. I'd pay him at this point. But if you have to use defensive backs, because did you see what happened when Norman Lear went on the IR? They brought up a defensive back to the roster. They didn't replace him with a defensive tackle. That may be a telling sign that defensive tackle may be in the offering.
Jeffrey Simmons.
That's right. It's probably going to be somebody that maybe you don't really know.
Let's have the conversation. Tennessee. Their starting quarterback went on the IR. L'Jarius Sneed. They need a corner. But their season's not salvaged.
And they're not going to. They're not giving away a top five defensive.
Why do you have to ruin my dreams?
Because that's what he does, Dusty.
28 years old. It's their only player. It's their one claim.
It's their one guy.
It's their one guy.
Taj Spears. What are you talking about?
Tajay Spears. Yeah. God, Calvin Ridley's been great.
And Pollard.
I mean,
Tony. I'd take Tony Pollard. If we didn't need defensive line, that'd be the next name. But
yeah, but we need defensive line. Yeah. And everybody knows we need defensive line. It's not a secret. We need a defensive line before Norman Lear went down, guys. Okay.
Yeah, agreed.
So
I like what you were saying with the Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins have an opportunity.
They're for sale.
They are. The whole team is for sale. Literally. Like, you can have anybody on that team that you want right now. Go see what the Dolphins have. Go offer them some junk and get some of their defensive linemen here in Kansas City. I think there's going to be a lot of guys available. Trade deadline a week from Tuesday, so there's still plenty of time.
It's too early.
It's after the halfway point of the season. It used to be a lot earlier. It used to be like this week.
Yeah, it used to be. Yeah, I still think that's too early.
Do you? When would you do it?
Week 12.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
Why not do it like during the bye?
What bye?
The Chiefs bye.
Well, I'm saying we're talking trade deadline for the NFL.
Yeah. Oh,
extended.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying that it should be extended. He's saying it's a week from next Tuesday, so we've got 10 days or so. I think it should be week 12-ish.
So around Thanksgiving time.
Because that even still gives you, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
I feel like that's enough time.
Well, the more, like, I'm glad they pushed it back to where they did. But the more that you push it back, the more you can kind of fake that you're in it too, you know. And I don't necessarily like that. Like, there's a lot of faux teams out there right now.
That's true.
You got to make a decision at some point. Yeah. You know,
you're in or you're out. Come on, what are we doing here? No, that's fair.
And pushing it back a couple of weeks gives you the opportunity to kind of milk it a little bit, not cash in your chips and tell your fans you quit on the season. Now they can tell you quit on the season and whatnot. There are guys available out there. You got to start poaching their rosters.
No, look
at Minnesota's roster after last night. I don't know where they're going. Right.
Somebody says Jermaine Johnson from the Jets.
Ooh,
yeah, that's the thing. Is Jermaine Johnson going to be an Aaron Glenn guy or is he an old regime guy too? Mm-hmm. And if he's available, then they want him out because he's an old regime guy.
I do love that I can tell that Breshard Smith is doing more positive things on the field because nobody in the city anymore is like, we need to go get a running back. Mm-hmm. Go get a running back. You're seeing the evolution of Rashard Smith because what did we hear? He's learning how to pick up blocks in the backfield. Big step for Andy Reid and his, you know, trustworthy ring. Not only that, he's got the receiver skill set and he can play running back. So you've got exactly what we said to go get one of those caliber running backs. And, you know, you can shoot for the stars and be like, I really want a Jahmyr Gibbs. I want a Bijan Robinson. Well, there's two of them in the last 10 years, right? Those guys are special because of who they are. But if Rashard Smith is the Aldi version of that, where you can still get your, you know, your nourishment, you can still get what you need, but it's not at, you know, a high end, like, store to store, but it does the job exactly for what your system needs. Rashard Smith has shown that. So I'm all about it. Go get the tackle. Go get the guy in the middle that can help that defensive front. Because look, boys, you're going to play some offensive teams here in the next couple weeks. You're going to play Buffalo. You're going to play Dallas. You need to get pressure on these quarterbacks. And if you can do that, you can really make it. It's a domino effect. Pressure up front equals less work in the backfield of the secondary, which means
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your safeties can pinpoint better. Your corners can lock up easier. And then you throw that top five defense, give it right back to your top five offense. My God, let's get Mitch Holtis on the show.
The only people that are saying running back right now are the clueless people at the national level that have no idea what's going on with the Chiefs. Because I did see that yesterday. Trades we'd like to see. Running back to the Chiefs. Why? What have you been watching over the last 4 weeks? They're good at the running back position right now. They need to get to the quarterback.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.